We're joined in the media center by Top Fuel Provisional Number 1 qualifier Steve Torrence. Steve ran a 3.787 at 330.31 miles per hour. Steve, you laid down a killer run during Q2. Did you expect that Capco car to do that?
No, ma'am. Honestly, I did not. I expected to go out and run well or smoke the tires. I knew kind of the tune-up was going to be pretty aggressive. And the further we were far back in the pack, so I saw quite a few cars not make it down. And Richard came in and got into the box and made some adjustments. So I felt confident we would go down. I didn't know how quick and definitely not how fast. I don't think you expect to go 330 on the mountain ever. And so to be able to go out and do that is very impressive and just shows what kind of handle and what kind of tune-up that these guys have on the car. And right now they're hitting the nail on the head every time. And so I'm confident, but you want to stay very humble and remember, I mean, we still got a long ways to go, and we need to really carry this performance into the countdown.
You said we have a long way to go. This is the very start of the Western Swing. Everybody's goal is to sweep the swing. You've already done that twice. So when you swept the countdown, would it mean more to you to sweep the Western Swing?
You know, I don't think it would mean more because nobody's done what we did. And that, you know, you always want to do something that no one else has done. And so to sweep the countdown is probably the highlight of my career next to winning the championship. So we've been able to accomplish a lot in a very short period of time and just very thankful and grateful to do it. I think that it would be a momentous point in my career to be able to sweep the swing, but you got to win all three of them, and we're just now starting, so we still got another day of qualifying and race day, and what makes it so difficult is this track is so different than anything that we race in throughout the year. So you come here with a whole different setup and ball plan or game plan than what you typically do. So we'll just try to endure here and enjoy the nice facility and go on to the next one. And if we can get fortunate enough to go to the final round and get a win, you know, then we'll talk about it. But you got to win the first one to keep going.
Questions from the media.
How are you able to stay motivated? You've got such a huge lead. You're obviously going to be the number one seed. You know, the countdown doesn't start for another month or two. What's the motivation for these 7 months?
I mean, winning motivates me. I mean, and I think that that's what motivates every one of the Capco guys is just to try to continue to win. And at this point, I think that, you know, there's some records that Tony Schumacher has set that we're trying to reach and get to and see if we can beat those. That's motivation. And then at the end of the day, I mean, all of those guys, they get bonus on how well the car performs. So they want to make some more money. And then ultimately, we do this to win races. I mean, at the end of your career, you're going to look back and say that you won this many Wallys, you won this many races. And so that's what you want to do is win races and stack up Wallys. And so that's what motivates us is just going out and trying to prove that we're the best.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.